Coding, the software development life cycle, writing code from scratch. High level, requirements, design, coding, deploy, testing, and maintenance. For requirements, you want to identify the stakeholders, meet with them to get their perspectives, their goals, and their pain points. You also want to analyze any existing documentation. You should prepare a requirements doc, including assumptions. You should have iterative working sessions with the stakeholders until you iron out all of the details so you have full clarity and assumptions being noted. Then you want a final review with all parties involved to ensure everybody's on the same page. Designing. You want to generate any diagrams that are necessary, whether class diagrams, flow diagrams especially that would include components, internal and external integration points. You would also want to develop, at least informally, a work breakdown structure. For coding, you want to develop the infrastructure for components, integration contracts, whether it be API or otherwise. Identify the models, the entities, or the nouns in the user cases. The business rules should be delineated. Any data access, particularly stored procedures. Then you want to shell out the code for flow so you can go from end to end. You want to ensure that you instrument the code for behaviors and exceptions. And you iteratively will backfill the code until the coding is complete. And the iterative approach could be identifying several user stories. Deploying and testing. Unit testing is usually done before check-ins. Assuming the CI/CD pipeline, the check-in will generate a build and deploy the code. Then you would have integration testing, functional testing, and user acceptance testing. Finally, we have maintenance. This would be also based on user feedback, whether it's QA or otherwise. You want to review, refactor, optimize the code as necessary, and update any documentation. With regards to balancing stability, resiliency, and engineering practices, for stability, you want to use the CI/CD pipeline, automation testing, and for resiliency, you want to address any points of failure or slowness. You can add retry logic as necessary. For engineering practices, try to identify any design patterns that might be useful to implement.